hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
Welcome to your morning show leftover podcast, the podcast that is us leftover from the show. We appreciate you. We say hello, and let me get into it. Popcorn Riley.
I hate this game.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Let's see. I have my final dress fitting on Sunday.
It's exciting.
But I bet you any money won't be the final one.
Why?
Don't go into it thinking like that.
No, I think it's maybe a good thing because I've just been working so hard in the gym. And I think when I went a month ago to try the dress on, I was like, I am comfortable where I am right now. But then I hit an even further goal. So it might need to be taken a little bit in. Maybe not.
So for good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not like, I don't want to be like, oh, I have to have it taken in, because that's annoying, right? Yeah. But I think that it might not be the last fitting, so we're hoping, if it isn't great, if it is great too. So I'm trying to get like excited about that, like, I got to give it to John. He patted me on the back through an emotional breakdown this morning.
That's what I do.
Because
the best was hoodie would start, open the door, walk in the studio, and turned around and walked away.
It was like, I don't know. I'm sure that every year, most brides, or maybe I'm just the only neurotic one, have had that breakdown. Like, I think I've done okay, like, wafting through everything.
Yeah.
But to this morning, it was just like, I forgot my computer. I was running late, and I was like, no.
Did you find anything on my computer when you use it? Did you look for anything?
No.
Did you type in PC and went to printing.com?
I think you're pretty open with me, so I don't really know that there's a whole lot that you would like that I would find. And if there was something, I'd be like, I don't want to find that.
Not on my work computer. Although I once asked the chain smokers if they watch adult content on the work computer, and they're like, yeah. And I was like, aren't you all worried about like getting hacked and like
your
songs leaked in?
Looked at it on your work computer?
No.
But I mean, that's the thing too, is the stuff that we have to do for prep is kind of like,
oh,
I mean, I know I've had Marshall come in before, be like, what are you
100%
looking at?
Like,
I think it was one of the giraffe fighting videos one time too, that he was like, what the hell is this?
Oh, no, the giraffe fighting videos.
Those are interesting.
No, they're great. It's just like, I have entire like TikToks now dedicated to that because your phone listens to you.
Oh, I know.
But it's just the stuff that we like, no, you didn't have anything funky in your work computer. Not that I would look.
Thank you.
But thanks for the therapy this morning.
But, listen. I got you, fam.
Popcorn hoodie.
Hi. I'm worried my lightsaber might be broken already.
No. Lightsaber?
The one I just got last
How?
Week. Yeah.
Were you playing with it too vigorously?
No, so neither of those, but essentially like the speaker has been making weird noises ever since like
Is there a warranty,
Monday,
I hope?
So there's a 30-day return thing and I contacted Disney already. So
I bet you did.
I'm right now like on a 2-day. I was sad yesterday. But the Disney people did a good job of like, yeah, we're going to look at it. And then
you mean the Jedi Council?
Yes, the Jedi Council.
I just feel like it needs to be noted for those that like don't know, if like you're new to this here. Situation. Yeah. This is like Hoodie like damaging his engagement ring or something. This is like Hoodie.
Almost costs as much as an engagement ring.
Don't
say that. Don't say that.
He trained.
Yeah.
He found the crystal.
So I'm hoping. I like looked up online to see if other people are having issues. Not really. So I guess that means it's like a good one of a kind thing that can be fixed. So yeah.
You should just lie.
Well,
and say
know.
What? You should get another one.
So if it goes well, then I'll get another one.
So then you'll have one that just a speaker.
They won't take it back.
Yeah,
they'll send me another one.
Fix it. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's
I mean, I hate saying this, but do they know who you are? Like what you do?
No, I
mean, you should tell
them. He's a Jedi.
Seriously.
I mean,
if there was ever an instance to do that, you should be just like, look. It's like, I really want to do a review on my podcast. I really would love to make this known worldwide to all of our fans how great this is, but I can't do the review on YouTube or Instagram.
So that's the funny thing. I found out it wasn't working when we were recording Crisis this
week.
Well,
you should send them that video.
You'd be all excited.
I feel like Disney's one of those companies, one, I don't think you can pull that card necessarily, but also they're really good with their customer service, so they're going to take care of you anyways.
Nice so far, but I'm worried that shoe's gonna drop and then it's like, oh, not nice anymore.
Buddy, I feel like you should pull the card anyway just to see how they react
to you,
because it never hurts.
I'm waiting on them to reply back to me, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, good dude, you sent your way, because that sucks.
Thank you.
I'm always down for a fight.
I'm telling you, man, I need to sage you from all the stuff that's happened with your apartment and everything like that. Jeez.
Ooh, that should be our next like team bonding thing. We go get saged together. That'd be a good thing.
There's an actual crystal shop in downtown Frederick that we could go and collect all the good energy.
Or we could find one closer.
I've been trying to get you to come with me to White Rabbit to get that chicken and waffle pizza.
You've been trying since Monday.
It's still trying.
That's what we should do the day after her wedding is go there.
I'm down.
You're going to go without me?
You've got other stuff going on.
You're going to be busy.
Next morning?
No.
Are you doing a brunch?
Would that be giving me a pizza at night?
No. There's plenty of food provided. You tasted it.
I did taste it. It was pretty good.
But are you doing a brunch the next day? That's become like
I'm going to St. Michael's and saying goodbye. I hope y'all had a good time.
Just room service and bill to the Couture family.
Oh, I will.
What happened?
100%.
Room service. Bill to the Couture family, please.
Get out of here.
Or iHeartMedia DC. Yeah.
That's why I didn't do room packages.
I still have to reserve a room.
Yeah, you might want to.
I can't with you. I'm not. I will not. This is what I'm talking about, John.
I'll open up this weekend.
If you
Popcorn John. There you go.
Thank you.
We were talking off the air about wedding drama, and Riley mentioned the garter thing. I mentioned how in high school, it's weird to look back now, but the girls wore garters to like prom and stuff. And
this
like,
wasn't a thing in Florida.
I don't know. But we
was
did
this a thing with your school, hoodie?
No, I think the corsage. But did they wear corsages too?
Yeah. And like the garter, but it was a weird thing where like, we didn't do like the head under the dress. It's just weird. I mean, it was very innocent, though.
Excuse me. In high school, of course, I hope you didn't do head under the dress.
No, but that's why, like, I think it was very innocent, and I think that's why, like, looking back now, it's weird.
I just thought it was kind of like, okay, sure. Okay. How do you get the... Okay.
Listen. I went to an all-boys high school.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was like, how does this happen? Like, how does girls... Okay, it's obviously an exciting thing for an all-boys high school to have like a prom and have women in there, whatever. But then they come there and they're stripping their leggings off? Like, what?
No, it was just like, it would be like below the knee, though.
But what
were
you talking about that you had to go crusade for with the nuns? This is what got me.
Yeah, so like, I've basically been the same person my entire life. I never really get in trouble.
This is true.
I'm really good at finding the gray area. And like, there's been a lot of rules written because of me, but I really never break the rules. I get right to that point of the rules. So, for whatever reason, I was chosen as representative because there was an all-girls school across the street.
For whatever reason, you probably volunteered as tribute.
Well, I was on student government.
True.
The all-girls school across the street was a convent. And to show you their ranking in the world, Mother Teresa wants to stay there.
Oh, my.
And so, you know, Mother Teresa pretty high up there on the list of nuns. So the girls' school had banned grinding at dances, and they wanted the boys' school to grind, too.
That is a high school.
Now, booty dancing. Grinding. Is this like...
booty.
Pop locking it?
No, it's booty on pelvis. Like,
no, I know what grinding means, but to a nun, their version of grinding could be like dancing at all.
No, it was that. And so the girls' school wanted to do like swing dancing. And I was sent as representative, and I was like, first of all, like no, nobody's gonna do that.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't even do that.
I felt like I was walking into judgment zone, but the nuns were showing video of like what I think was probably clubs in Atlanta, like people on chairs and stuff, being like, "This is what's happening at your school dances." I'm like, I don't know where. Because let me know where that is, because I want to see that. But I had to defend the honor of the school and be like, y'all can do what you want at your dances, but like.
Yeah.
Don't come. It's kind of,
oh,
that
you
was like
had
the,
a real life Footloose moment where he had to get in front of like the pastor and like, oh God, you have some brass.
Did you pull the chain and water got dumped on you too?
At the end of it, but at first I proposed it this way, as I know we're teaching the school to teach us to be respectable young men and women. I think we can make a decision for ourselves, and if somebody doesn't want to do it, they don't have to.
Ooh.
Well,
and that was like hard to argue with. So that was my experience with nuns. And then I ascended out of there. Just floated out.
Yes, you did.
And, listen, your boy's good at arguing things.
I would have given anything to be like privy to that, because I have no doubt that you could do it. You're pretty convincible when you want to be.
Yeah, they stopped doing speeches for student government after I gave mine.
Not
that was
surprised.
That was the end of that. So Popcorn Rose.
So something crazy happened to my mom, and I feel like everyone should be aware that this is even a possibility. So usually she keeps her car in like the garage overnight but she had to like leave it outside for whatever reason. And she found the next morning insulation on the ground. So she took it to the dealership and found out that rats or a mouse or something had chewed through wires in her car, like mechanical wires and computer wires. And then they fixed it up fine, whatever. She got her car back. And then she had to go back because all of a sudden the lights were flashing and it had chewed through like the fuel system.
Yeah.
So just like be aware that these rodents can come and eat your car. But luckily, like, insurance covers it. I guess there's like a rodent protection thing on it. So, yeah, but like, what?
We had this as a fun fact a couple weeks ago. If I'm not mistaken, it's because cars started using soy or something like that to save the environment. So the animals are drawn to it. Because I know squirrels do all the time too, but it's something like they started using soy.
I've heard of like that like animals making nests in cars, like mm-hmm. they like to get up there because it's warm. But this is just, they weren't making a nest. They were just chewing through things.
I'm sure that my thing's living in the station vehicles right now.
Oh, don't say that.
When was the last time those things were even last moved?
Week? They just got moved last week for the
they
first
were.
Time.
Okay.
But we've been driven. We've been driving.
Yeah,
we've
well,
been
since driving we drove while. Them, yeah. it's been a while but, too. So.
And yeah. Puzzles. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at YMS Radio. Listen to the whole show podcast as well. We'll see you next week.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.